Huge quantities of ice moved outwards from the highland snowfields, modifying earlier river-carved valleys on his way. Less resistant obstacles and surface soils in his path were picked up and carried along with the slowly moving glacier. The rocks of the channel floor were polished and smoothed by the combined action of the ice and rocks it was carrying. As ice moves much more slowly than running water, the cross-sectional area of the ice channel needs to be something like 10,000 times greater than the cross-sectional area of a stream draining the same catchment. For this reason, ice occupied the valley to a considerable depth. Widening, deepening and straightening were commonplace. Spurs that projected into the earlier river valleys were truncated. Tributary valleys graded to the earlier river level now hang high above the floor of the glaciated channel. The ice eventually melted as the climate improved, leaving steep, unsupported valley sides. Screes forming at the base of these steep slopes and material deposited by the waning glacier tend to modify the typical U-shaped cross-section of the ice channel. The picture shows ice-smooth rocks in the foreground. These formed when the ice spilled over a rock barrier before passing along the formerly glaciated valley. The valley is now occupied by Wattenlough Beck in the English Lake District.